the sweet song of 15,000 horsepower ringing out across Sydney. And we are go! What a moment as they run three wide through four.
Can't just hit someone out the road.
The pendulum swings the other way now for Kostecki in the championship chase, and he wins for the first time since the Grand Prix in Melbourne. Nine wins at Sydney Motorsport Park for Shane van Gisbergen.
G'day and welcome to a very, very sunny Sydney Motorsport Park. We are here the Monday after the Barra Pairs Sydney Super Night, round 7 of the 2023 Repco Supercars Championship. My name is James Pavey, supercars.com journalist. I'm riding solo today. We'll see Chad Nail on the regular host and broadcast extraordinaire back at the OTR Super Sprint. So let's dive into the end of pit lane. And here's Todd Hazelwood and Aaron Love, some boys from Blanchard. Thanks, boys. I'm going to interject here. I'll, a bit like Ted Kravitz here. Aaron, first of all, great to see you back and around, mate. We're on the Supercars podcast, the Shit Cool Down Lap podcast. Turning some laps today at the ride day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool having a few of the guys from all of our sponsors come out, some of the Cool Drive stuff as well. So I think we've even managed to take a few of the boys and girls from the team, which has been pretty fun. So, yeah, it's a pretty fun day out here at SMP.
I guess for you, six rounds a year in Super 2, it's not a lot of racing, but it's always good to get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty hard to get some laps in a supercar at anywhere. So, yeah, even though we got passengers in the car and they're, you know, tuned down a little bit, it's still good laps, especially for myself that doesn't have a huge amount of experience in a supercar. It's all pretty valuable.
Your season so far, with three rounds into Super 2, how would you rate your season so far?
It started off pretty good, and we would have liked to build up on it, but I think unfortunately we just didn't quite have our lock on our side in Townsville, so we've been pressing on and trying to build something up for Sandown and try and really bring it to then. So overall the team's been learning lots, I've been learning lots, I just don't think we've been able to get the results to show that to everyone. So hopefully come Sandown, Bathurst and Adelaide, we'll be able to put that to everyone and show what we're capable of.
Toddy Hazelwood, it's night racing. We're all pretty tired. Are you pretty tired? You've recovered? You got some laps today? You're just hanging out with the team?
No, I've let everyone else do all the work today. So, no, I've just had my second coffee now and enjoying myself and obviously mingling with all the sponsors that we got here today on behalf of Cool Drive Racing. It's I actually really enjoy our ride days because it's cool where you can, I guess, see everyone's reaction jumping out of the car, and it's, you know, really cool to be able to share the inside of what goes on in our world that we, you know, to be fair, we probably take it for granted because we do it week in, week out, and we don't really think about it too much. But yeah, seeing people's reaction and changing their perception of our sport is a cool thing.
Next round's a pretty good one for you, but for home round for you.
Yeah, it's a second home round, which is nice. I guess it's in the Mallee area, so it's pretty, essentially where the Hazelwood name comes from. So yeah, looking forward to getting down to the bend. Hopefully it's some calm weather, obviously in the middle of winter, going to Tailend Bend at this time of the year could be interesting. So we obviously haven't put the new wet tyre into effect this year, so it's going to be an interesting time going down there at that time of the year. But obviously from our point of view, we're keen to go down there, try and make amends of what's been a pretty tough couple of rounds for us. So you know, we're pushing hard behind the scenes here, and we're pretty motivated to obviously turn our fortunes around and try and get a good result there.
Thanks, mate. We'll see you at the bend.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.
All righty, there's Blanchard Racing Team. Mixed results for these guys. We go down to Newlon Racing, Premier Racing, and they had a really good strong result yesterday for Tim Slade, P6, which for these guys, you know, top 10s is hard to come by in supercars, but these guys are really getting in there quite often. I've got James Golding here. James, Jimmy, how you going, mate? We're on the Shit Cool Down podcast. We're all day today. What do you got? What are you eating there?
Chicken sandwich. You might have a bit on the end of the microphone now.
It's not my job to clean it off, but yeah, ride day today, turning some laps, but always good to get back in these cars after a good weekend.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky out there today, actually, because we're on the race tyres, and this track's pretty hard on the tyres, so she's pretty slippery out there. It's just trying to keep the thing straight, so a bit of fun. Good to get their co-drivers and stuff in as well.
Well, that was my next point. It's important for you guys to get those guys locked in. You've got Dylan O'Keefe back to you this year again. Dylan's a pretty – he was on track all year racing other stuff as well, but it's good to have some continuity for you. He raced last year and was really good, really strong.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. He's really been on point with his racing in the Porsche and stuff. So last year he did an awesome job and we didn't see a reason to change anything up. Yeah, really looking forward to getting into the Enduros with him. Now working on the second year together, I think it's going to be pretty cool.
What are you expecting with these cars at the bend?
pretty loose, I reckon. Yeah, pretty high grip surface. So traditionally the cars are loose on entry there, and you know, the Gen 3 car moving around a bit more, it's definitely going to be a handful.
All right, we'll see you there.
Cool, thanks.
And we'll cut through the front of the Newlon Racing Garage. Obviously, we are at the ride day today, and Jimmy's sharing the car with his mate Dylan O'Keefe, who's a co-driver at Newlon Racing for a second season. So, Dylan, g'day, mate. James Payer from supercars.com. You're on the podcast for Supercars, the Shit Cool Down Lap podcast, and just talking to Jimmy then. It's good to get some laps in the car.
Yeah, certainly. On some used tyres, so it's a lot of fun just hanging in there. So when we get on better tyres later in the year, it should feel like a rocket ship.
Bit of loosey-goosey today then.
Yeah, it is. Just all the leftovers from the weekend. But yeah, nonetheless, just good to get some low-pressure laps. Real good to be out there following cars, because when we've tested earlier this year, you're just out there by yourself. So it's good to be in the mix and, yeah, getting a feel for it.
And sharing the track with other cars as well must be a bit of like a good spatial awareness sort of thing, because you haven't really had that much time on these cars.
No, not at all. Like, just even, you know, using the mirrors and all those little things that you need come race day at Sandown and Bathurst. You know, pit exits, pit entries. So lots of practice of that today. Certainly worthwhile.
And last one for you. It's good in a way that you've got Sandown as well before Bathurst. Obviously, the last few years, we've only just had Bathurst. So how's the focus going in towards Sandown, getting that one under the books and then going to Bathurst?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, ever since I've started being a co-driver, I've done three Bathurst, but they've only been to one event. So now it's great to have a lead in. I think come Bathurst, we should be dialed in. So it's exciting for us as co-drivers.
Good to, mate. Good to see you.
Cheers. Thanks.
Dylan O'Keefe is running around the Porsches this year. We head down to Truck Assist Racing, Matt Stone Racing, and these guys just can't seem to shake off top tens. They are so quick at the moment. Jack LeBrock, 10th and a 4th this weekend. Quite impressive pace also from Cam Hill, who's running at the front in the night race. We'll just see if we can find if anyone's in here. But hopping around at the back. But the one lap pace and the race pace for these guys is consistent across both, and that's what you'll need to go towards the end of the year. Jack LeBrock is still in the top 10 in the championship, and Cam Hill is performing well. Coming towards the front, we're just going to go next door to Brad Jones Racing, and there is a lot of smiling faces here, a lot of really quick guys. Andre Heimgartner, another podium. That's 6th this year. And I can just see Bryce Fullwood walking away, if we can get him, because he is another big story from this team. It's easy to see the headlines come through for the big names like Andre, who we're going to see over there as well, but Bryce has now moved up into the top 10 in the championship. Speaking of the man, Bryce Fullwood, you're on the Shit Cool Down Shit Cool Down Lap podcast. It's a mouthful, isn't it? But top 10 in the championship, mate, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been behind Winterbottom for a little while, and I feel like we've both been going pretty good, and I feel like it's taken me so long to pass him in the championship that I feel like I've been like trying to almost chase him to first in the championship. But yeah, look, very, very productive weekend for our team here. Andre, really strong results. And, you know, for me, yeah, just getting a little bit better every weekend. I'm in this car at converting and, yeah, really happy with our Sunday. Yeah, really, really happy. So all smiles here. Looking forward to going into the next one.
What's the next step for you on your side of the garage to try and get closer to the podium and try and get some silverware?
I think everything's building nicely at the moment. You know, I think every race meeting we come out, we're going better and better and better so far. So I don't really want to change a whole lot at the moment. I think the ingredients are right and we just need to keep chipping away at it. You know, you can't underestimate a podium, and this category is pretty epic, you know. So, you know, to come away with 5th yesterday and 4th in qualifying, it means we're right up the pointy end. And if we can stay there and you know, capitalize when it's our day, then you know, we should be there. So and be there to take a trophy home. So yeah, just keep working hard, heading our bum up, and yeah, it's been good fun so far, and we're getting there, and awesome to be part of it.
We've spoken to a few blokes down towards that in the pit lane. It's good to get some co-driver laps as well, because we don't do too much testing, but you're with Dean Fiore again this year. Bathurst last year was such an amazing charge. It still lives long in my memory to get that top 10, but you know, if you qualify close to the front in those races, you got Sandown as well. Dean's done it a million times. You must be pretty confident.
Most definitely. To be honest, I felt like our car at Bathurst was actually quite weak last year. And, you know, the quali result showed it, and even the race car was, it just did not have outright speed. And Dino did an amazing job. I mean, he really showed his experience in those first 25 laps when we were losing cars left, right and centre. He just trucked on through it all and kept his nose clean and popped out the other end and passed a hell of a lot of cars for me. So, yeah, we work really well together. He's a great team player to have in the team and in our side of the garage. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. Obviously, we're here doing a ride day today at SMP, and normally it's something he probably wouldn't look forward to a whole lot, but he's actually really, really enjoying himself in the car. He hasn't had a whole lot of laps in the car. He's probably done 30 laps before today, so he's going to do probably more than that today, which is awesome. Gives me a break, but gives him, it's a really good low-pressure environment for him to have a bit of a play and learn the car, because we're going to roll into our pre-sandown test, and it's all the pressure's going to be on. So looking forward to going racing with him, and like you said, he's a pretty seasoned campaigner and he's a safe pair of hands, and love working with him.
We'll see you at the Bend next, but that was a pretty good place for you back in 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love the Bend. You know, you tend to like the places you go good at. It's a bit of a trend, but love the Bend, love those sort of fast-flowing tracks. Here's one of them. You know, like I say, I think we've got a little bit better package under us this year, and so, yeah, can't wait to get there and see what we can make of it.
Good on you, mate. See you there.
No worries. Thank you.
One to watch for sure, Bryce Fullwood. We've got Bradley Jones. Brad, shit cool down that podcast. I'm missing my mate Chad Naylor. It's just me, but...
What happened? You got him in the boot of your car?
Well... My phone's turned off, so he might be, but, mate, you guys are racking up the trophies.
We got a couple going on at the moment, haven't we? Yeah. So let me 100% concentrate on what you're doing.
You look me right in the eyes, Brad. Six podiums for Andre, six in the championship, and it's close to the top five, but front row qualifying performances as well are indicative that you've got good race pace. You guys have always had good race pace, great pit stops, but qualifying cars, you're in the mix straight away, so that must be really confident for you.
Oh, look, the guys are working really well together, and I'm very happy with where we are and what we're managing to achieve at the moment. So I think with these cars, you're either, it's either for us anyway, we're either on or we're not. And you know, the pole position was fantastic, and it was just a pity we couldn't convert. We had a problem with the rack in the car in the qualifying session, and we changed it, and it basically blew a seal the minute he started the race. But even then, you know, he didn't have speed. But he could, once the tires, the edge had gone off him, he could steer the thing properly. And so we went to a one-stop strategy, and I thought that looked like we could still sneak and win. But unfortunately, that safety car came out for Davey, and then we end up buried. But then, you know, Sunday, another day, and the guys were on fire. It's great to get a result. All four guys were fast.
That's the key thing. We've got drivers that really want to improve, and they very self-analytical. Andre made a comment yesterday in the presser about, you know, he was pretty disappointed by that bad start, even though the steering rack sort of let him down in the end. But he had made the best start of all yesterday. So you've got guys who are really, really smart here.
Well, they're working away at it. Thank you. They're working away at it. I mean, you know, we've got a great team of guys. The camaraderie in the team is great, and it sort of stems really, when you think about it, from the pit stop competition. You know, we have a great culture here, and everyone's getting along great. It doesn't matter whether you're a driver, you're a mechanic, you know, where you fit in the team, you feel like you're at home, and I think our results are starting to reflect that.
And critically, one last one. The ride days are important because we don't do too much testing for the co-drivers. It's so important to get these guys in the cars, and it's great to see them get in the cars and get some laps ahead of Sandown and Bathurst, because we've got two Enduros this year. It's a pretty big season for them.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're important races. You know, any race where, you know, all the points are on that particular race, besides the fact that it's Bathurst, I mean, important, everyone knows that, but you can't afford to have a bad result there, because it really impacts on your point score, which you, really dictates where you're going to be parked up the following year in pit lane. So it's good to give them a chance to fit in with the team a little bit and rack up some laps without too much pressure. And also it's a great opportunity to give back to the sponsors and let them experience it. You know, you see them jump out of the car and they're eyes wide open, because they just can't believe how late you brake and how much grip's in the corner.
Let you get back to it. We'll get Chad out of the boot as well.
Yeah, get him out of the boot. Take him to the casino. Yeah, they work really well in the boot at the casino.
Thanks, mate. All righty, we'll get back to a second half shortly. Thanks to Schick.
Experience a close shave and no more sensitive skin with Schick. Schick Hydrosensitive with shock absorb technology helps to protect sensitive skin from irritation. Available at all major supermarkets.
And we are back for the second half of the Schick Cool Down Lap podcast, and let's get straight off the bat with my Schick top three moments. And, well, Sparrow Pair Sydney Super Night, it's in the title, night racing, it's back, and what a spectacle it was. Flames, fireworks, great racing, and the fans, the turnout was absolutely spectacular. My second point is a flow-on effect from that, the racing itself on Saturday night, and on Sunday too, but especially Saturday night, I will never ever forget and I'm sure the fans will agree with me, that battle between Chaz Mostert, Shane Van Gisbergen, Cam Waters and Will Brown. Chaz ended up being second, and there was a bit of drama behind them as well. Obviously, there were some penalties going on. Cam Waters had already been given that penalty over the pit lane infringement of the unsafe release. See, Gizzy and Brown got into it on the last lap. And of course, my third highlight of the weekend is the really close title fight we have. 67 points, four drivers at the top. It never or rarely gets this close, and it's changing all the time. Brody Kostecki took the lead back after Saturday's win. 14 points, it's now 41 points, but critically, Red Bull Ampol Racing hit back in Sunday's race. So, let's carry on down pit lane. The ride day is happening, a lot of corporate people here, a fantastic turnout, a lot of smiling faces, drivers and teams, handing teams. A really good day today, and I can just see Mark Winterbottom here at Team 18 had a great weekend with those guys. Top 10 pace, as they have been recently. Got that famous win in Darwin, but the results here for Team 18 especially, pretty impressive considering, you know, qualifying hasn't been their strong point, but the race pace has always been there. We'll just see if we can duck into the garage and see who's hanging around at Team 18. A lot of smiling faces. I can see Scott Pye over here, just in the Team 18 garage. See if I can grab a word with Scotty. Scotty. Hey, mate, you're on the Shit Cool Down Lap podcast. It's a nice day. We'll just get away from the noise. It's one of those days. Oh. Is that Luffy going out there? Is that Luffy getting in your car just there? So we'll start from there. It's obviously great to have Luffy part of this team. He's such an experienced guy. He's a good mate of yours. A couple of trophies together at Bathurst. Pretty cool to see him get some laps today.
Yeah, for sure. He's super pumped to be in the car and getting some laps finally. He hasn't actually driven my car yet. So it's an unreal opportunity for him to take, you know, some of our partners, VIP guests, and you know, and likewise around the track, but also an opportunity for him to get some laps himself. And yeah, I think the Gen 3 is going to be a big shift for a lot of the guys. So opportunities like this are ones they jump at.
Has he had an opportunity to give you some feedback about the car, or is it just getting out there and getting some laps and just treating some people some fun?
Today is always a little bit more about ergonomics, getting comfortable and just getting a feel for the car, because you're never on great tyres. So unfortunately, he doesn't get new tyres like we would on a test day or something like that. So he's using really what we used across the race weekend, which we know Sydney Motorsport Park's pretty tough on his tyres. So, you know, for him, it's really an opportunity to just get comfortable in the car, see what Gen 3 is all about. He has driven some of the other cars, I think, in testing for supercars. So it's not completely foreign, but, you know, it's still my car, my ergonomics, the seating position. We're very fortunate, actually. Luffy and I have driven together a number of times, but we're the similar build and same height. So we share the same seat insert. Our suit size is even the same. So it's really plug and play, but there's still a few things that you find out after being in the car for a day that he might want to adjust or work on. But for him, it's really not about going fast. It's about, you know, getting comfortable and making sure he's familiar with the car.
You talk about plug and play. It's plug and play with the relationship with Warren as well. You guys had some really good results together over so many years. And to rekindle that relationship must be really exciting for you.
For sure. I mean, I've always stayed in touch with Luffy. He's a good friend of mine. And yeah, we were very lucky to team up at Walkinshaw and get a couple of podiums at Bathurst. And I think, you know, we are obviously hoping to emulate similar results this year at Team 18. But it's always good when you get to drive with a mate. And, you know, we became mates through Walkinshaw, so it's nice to be able to reunite and hopefully, you know, get a result at the mountain. But going back there with someone we're so familiar with and have a good relationship with makes it the whole job a lot easier. And he's the type of guy as well that just really adds to the atmosphere of the garage. He's just a vibrant personality and someone we love having around. So it'll be enjoyable. But obviously, we're all competitive. We want to win. So the way to get the biggest smile on Sunday is to win the race. But yeah, I'm certainly excited to have Luffy. And like I said, we're a similar build, which always makes it easier, especially the new car is quite small and very tight to get in and out of. So having minimal adjustments with seat inserts and things will be a big advantage this year. And also Luffy's experience, I think having someone jump into a car that hasn't been, well, it's not familiar to anyone, you know, it's going to be a challenge. But for someone like Luffy, who's driven so many different things and is so adaptable, that's a big strength of his as well.
Quick last one, the Bend. It's a bit of a home round for you as well. You've got two home rounds this year, but it was a big race for you last year. I think it was 250 or 300 race. It was a good milestone, but these cars, again, there's going to be a lot of sliding around, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm originally from Adelaide, so I'm very fortunate to have two events back home. And yeah, the Bend is always a cool one to go back to as well and get back to my home state. But it'll be interesting. The cars, every time we go to a new track, there's a new challenge because the cars are so different to what we've always had, and the setups change as well. And it's a unique track as well. It's very high speed, a lot of undulation. So it asks a lot of the tyre and also the car. But, yeah, looking forward to the challenge of something new, and hopefully with our engineers we can come there with a strong package and be somewhere near the pointy end.
Thanks, mate. See you there.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I'm not a betting man, but I would put a little bit of money on Scott Pye and Warren Luff being at the pointy end of both races at Sandown. Just walking around the back of Team 18 now and going past Erebus Motorsport, Coca-Cola Racing by Erebus. Now these guys, they keep battling at the front. They are really putting it together. 7 rounds into a 12-round season and they're still at the front. These guys are the team to chase. But critically, they're up for the fight. We saw how Barry Ryan reacted on Saturday night when Will Brown and Shane Van Gisbergen got into it. Brody was winning. These guys are really, really taking hold of the momentum that they have, and it's very impressive to see. And they've got two cars in the fight, which is a way you can win championships. But it'll be interesting to see how they can carry on from here. Obviously, the bend as well. Brody got a podium there last year in the pouring rain, so they know how to get it done on all tracks. And that's been a key part of their season so far for Barry, is ensuring that they have pace at every round, and they've made it work so far. They've got a really good enduro lineup as well, obviously. Jack Perkins, we can just see here in the corner, is a great addition to this team. He's been here since 2021. That'll be quick. So we're coming through now to the Penrite Racing Garage. I can see Dave Couch and Garth Tander. G'day, fellas, on the supercars.com Shit Call Down Lap podcast. Corporate ride days, you've done a few of these, but this is a pretty nice one with all these new cars, and the sun's out in Sydney for once.
Sun was out in Sydney all weekend. So yeah, nice day to go for a drive.
Nice day for a few laps as well.
But I've done a few laps, yeah. So I think we might as well just call this co-driver test day one, because that's pretty much what's going on today. So look, there hasn't been many opportunities to get a lot of laps in the cars, so ride days. I used to do it when I was a primary driver. I wouldn't even put my race suit on the ride days. So it just comes back at you because the co-drivers end up doing all the laps, which is good.
So what's the testing program from here to Sandown? You guys have had a few test days to get Garth in the car, Dave, but what's it from like here?
Yeah, so we've actually got two full test days. We've only done one test day in the racing season, so we've still got two full test days to go. So we'll do one next week and then one before Sandown. We've also got an evaluation day with Kevin. So.
It's the loudest day in history, I think. Garth's been a part of this team, announced in December, but a key part of your team as well is having Kevin Estray in the team as well. How close are you guys to announcing your lineups for Sandown and Bathurst?
Yeah, we're going to keep that under wraps for a little bit longer. Kevin hasn't been in the car yet, which we'll have just before Sandown, but yeah, for now we're just trying to give Garth as many laps, and Garth's still playing his role in the team. Mentoring, Matt particularly. So it's all working for us. We're just, enjoying the process.
And Kitty, your weekend, one quick last one. Obviously, Dave's car, a lot of damage, but you managed to get it done. How late were you guys working on that car? And obviously, to turn it around to have some pace in it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was unfortunately quite a big accident in the end. So the guys and girls were here till sort of 5 a.m. So it was pretty difficult, but we repaired it properly. We didn't want to leave any stone unturned. And yeah, Dave qualified well enough, but unfortunately it all came unstuck at turn one, which was really disappointing for the team. We've struggled a bit lately in terms of race results. There's been qualifying speed there, but the racing hasn't been able to deliver us the results that we want, but we understand, and that's part of our journey at the moment.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you. So we'll just cut back through the adjacent Penrite Racing and Erebus Motorsport Garage. It's getting really busy here at the moment. A lot of corporates turning up, a lot of smiling faces, as I said, but a lot of cars on track as well. And I might add, we are at the ride day, and teams are utilising the short track, where they're going over the flip-flop rather than turning right at what is turn four. At the back of Walkinshaw and Dreddy United, and it's always a good weekend when you can take home some silverware. And a guy who's very happy at the moment. I'll leave you get to it, Bruce, but come back. Chaz Mostert, P2 on Saturday. Very impressive pace. And Chaz in the press conference said, well, we left a bit on the table in qualifying there. Used a few tyres to get through Q1 and Q3. But to be in that fight, obviously the safety car helped. But to be in that fight and bring home that result is really impressive for these guys. Chaz obviously got that podium in Townsville as well. Really, really good speed in the cars. Perkat still trying to find a bit of speed, but there's a lot going on at this team at the moment, and really, really impressive to see the trajectory they're going in. Obviously, a lot of changes as well behind the background between rounds, the engines, the aerodynamics, a lot going on. Just in the back here of Tickford Racing, these guys look like they're done for the day. I'm going to try and break into a pot of drivers and PR people. They're going to rib on me for sure. I've got Tommy Randall. Shit, going down that podcast. I'm on my own this weekend. How are you going, mate?
I'd be better if you'd sent me that video by now, not going to lie.
I'll get on to Brent for that one, but he hasn't sent it to you yet.
What's that, sorry? No, he hasn't. No, he has not. No. No, it was a pretty cool video from our camera in front of the left front. Oh, well, the left door. There is only two on these cars. And looking back at all the flames on Saturday night, that was a pretty cool shot.
I mean, you were in the car, but we were watching from the grandstands and TV. It looked amazing. But how was the racing from your perspective under lights?
Oh, look, racing under lights is always an amazing spectacle. It's a very different sensation of speed, I think. And, you know, I don't think you realise how fast you're going at night. But it's a great spectacle for the crowd and those watching on TV. But, yeah, for us, for the Car 55, Castrol Racing Mobile, yeah, it was pretty tough weekend, probably our weakest round of the year. So, you know, we had a really strong Townsville and we were hoping to sort of continue that momentum. But, yeah, nothing really seemed to click for us this weekend. We had one sort of decent qualifying on Saturday, but apart from that, we didn't have a lot of pace. So, got to go back to the workshop and go through it all. And, I'm sure we'll roll out pretty... I feel pretty confident for Tail and Bend next round. We've had some good speed there. And, we had a front row start there last year. And, I'm looking forward to getting back on track for where we should be.
While the popcorn makers go past, Tail and Bend was a special place for you 4 years ago, your first wildcard start. That led into a really strong enduro campaign with Lee Holdsworth. But you're the lead driver this season. You've got Zach... No, who's... Oh.
Gary Jacobson, man, right over there. You can go and interview him if you like.
Come here, Gary. Come here, Gary. It's an opportunity for guys to start thinking about the Enduros. As we've got Gary Jacobson rolling up, Shit Call Down That podcast. You're together for the Enduros. Pretty exciting for you.
Yeah.
What he did was
he looked at the shirts and put two and two together.
Yeah, that's the announcement right there. he's got a fun personality. I think it suits each other. We haven't got to the serious side of the year yet, but we've had a few test days that we had a lot of rain, put it that way. So I reckon out of all the teams up and down pit lane, for the co-drivers, we've had the most practice in the wet. So it'd be interesting coming Sandown, I reckon, because how often do you really get a dry weekend at Sandown? I'd say never.
Any laps in these new cars is valuable, but what do you think about these new cars so far?
So far, when you're driving around with passengers in the car, it's quite fun. I think we'll probably find out what it's like more in the first sprint race at Sandown. But
Tommy doesn't give you new tyres?
No, he doesn't need to. He's got to do all the fast laps, so I've just got to bring it home. But, yeah, I like the fact that it's a change. I think once you're under pressure in a race, it'll be interesting to see how the cars behave in dirty air. That's my main focus. It'll be nice to see, some aggressive racing. And I see the lap time differences when someone's got fresh tyres on versus someone that's struggling to get to the finish line. That part of the sport interests me. I think the tyre degradation is good in terms of making the race interesting. So, yeah, we'll see. If I'm on the wrong end of the tyre degradation, though, they'll probably won't like it at all.
And like quick last one, obviously, you don't have to race until September. But how have you spent this year so far getting ready for these races?
In Thomas's simulator, going to Norwell, doing some laps with a dude, things like that. If in another situation, I probably would have done Super 2 this year, but because the cars aren't as similar at the moment, I wasn't as financially motivated to find sponsors to do that. But yeah, we'll see how the sport looks next year and see if the preparation changes.
Good to see you, mate.
Sorry, it's good to see. Loud here.
It's very loud. It's probably the loudest day in the world.
I don't usually scream in my interviews. Everyone's thinking, geez, he's jacked up.
Turn the volume down.
Yeah. What would you say at the end there? The pit lane was on.
So it's good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to see you too, Thomas.
It's and good to see you too.
And good to see you too. Oh, there he goes. Well, that was Zach Best. No, I won't annoy him. He's gone. So Zach Best is running away. He's walking away. Well, there's Tickford Racing. And
I might add, obviously, some pace as well. Cam Waters was aggrieved, you could say, with an unsafe release penalty on Saturday night, but the pace was there. That's what these guys need. And he is technically a race winner this season. That's important to note in Newcastle, but podiums have been really, really hard to come by. But the bend, Cam was really quick there last year. He was quick the year before. Really impressive pace. It's just a matter of converting it. I've got the two boys from Shelby Power Racing just coming past as well, Anton DiPasquale and Will Davison. A lot of corporates here at Shelby Power Racing. They're a very popular team up down pit lane. And results. Anton got a podium yesterday in Sunday's race, which was quite impressive considering he started ninth, and the way they used that strategy was really, really good. It was very strong. I got the man himself, Anton.
Hello.
Nice little package for the trophy to take home yesterday.
Yeah, trophy's always good. Bit of champagne for your Sundays, how you want to end it. So yeah, we're very, very happy with that.
Ninth to third, that's pretty impressive in a sprint race.
Yeah, yep. Car was good. It's when you are quick, the opportunity to pass is a little bit easier than it has been in the past. So the category's gone the right direction with that. There's still a lot of work to do, but we had pace on a few cars in front of us and we're able to get by when we needed to and make our strategy work, and it was all good.
I think the journos peppering questions last night in the presser about have these cars improved, where are the improvements coming, but for you guys it must just be a little bit more confidence to go to race knowing that there is a little bit more performance.
Yeah, that was one of the longest press conferences I've ever been into. I don't know if it's because there's double the people there or what, but we know if we nail it and do a really good job, we're going to get somewhere there. I don't think if everyone else does a really good job, we're fast enough as a brand to win on outright speed just yet. There's still work to be done there, but this category, if you can do a really good job, make your car last, you're going to get some sort of result, but which we did yesterday, but we're still a long way off having the speed of the fastest guys.
And one quick last one. The ride days are always a bit of fun, but good to get Tony D some laps. Tony D'Alberto's back with you for a third season.
Yeah, normally we sort of share these days, maybe like a third, two-thirds to the co-driver, half-half, but considering they've done really minimal laps in these cars, I've done a handful, a couple guests to start the day, a bit of a baseline, and then he's in. So he's getting his money's worth. He's pretty excited.
Doesn't want to get out.
No, I think he wants to get out, but I'm not in my race suit now, so he's got no choice. But we've got Kai here as well, so he's jumping in whenever Alex or Tony need a little bit of a break. So he's getting his handful of laps as well. So me and Will have got it easy. We're having a coffee and sitting in the front of the truck talking about life.
Personally, a bit of a Norwell connection. Have you had much to do with Kai coming through?
Yeah, I got a connection with Kai. Obviously, early days, especially when he was getting into car racing. And then, all the Norwell guys sort of know each other, and the ones who are doing stuff, we all have driven with each other and, 86s and shootouts with Paul and Norwell. And, the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? Like, Norwell, go there, you get to learn stuff, especially so early in your career. Nash jumps in a Porsche for the first time on the weekend and he's the fastest guy, which is really cool. So, and that's the stuff we try and develop there, the ability to maneuver and be pretty versatile with your driving. So it was really cool to see him out there and go good in the Porsche, a re-engine car, something he's never done before, and he was having a good time. So yeah, Norwell's the place to be for all that stuff.
So I'll see you at the bend.
Yeah, cheers guys.
And obviously you'll be able to watch all that press conference, all the race highlights and recaps on supercars.com. Coming past Red Bull Ampol Racing, very, very busy, perhaps the most busy garage in pit lane. A lot of corporates, a lot of fans, a lot of sponsors. A couple of celebrities too. You might see that later in the week on supercars.com. But on the other side, these guys have been in the news the last few days for good and for different reasons as well. Obviously, Shane Van Gisbergen won yesterday's race in pole position. His first win since April. Very, very impressive performance and a very strong performance and consummate performance. But there's also other ructions around. Well, ructions is perhaps the wrong word, but what's Shane doing next year? What's he doing the year after that? Hard to know. He's keeping his cards close to his chest, but he is definitely, definitely motivated for some other opportunities as well, which is really good to see. Obviously, Shane and Brody Kostecki, I'll add, racing in NASCAR at Indianapolis in 2 weeks' time. Shane obviously set the world alight with that massive win in Chicago. Can the boys do it again? Really exciting to see. Obviously, supercars is the main flavour of this podcast. We're here all weekend for the Beau Repairs Sydney Super Night. Who was your top performer? You can vote at the BP Ultimate Top Performer on supercars.com. A lot of great standout performers. Obviously, Brock Feeney retaining some sort of position in the championship that wasn't his strong weekend in the races, but really, really tight. Shane van Gisbergen, his first win since April. Brody Kostecki, a really impressive performance on Saturday. And Andre Heimgartner, two front row starts, a pole position. BJR's really, really looking strong. Anton, really good in yesterday's race as well. So there's lots to unfold. We'll see you at the bend.